When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But Matt Slauson spoke with the media about this today, and here's what the guy who delivered the hit had to say.
You know, it's unfortunate, but it happens.
Did you think the block was legal, Matt?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I wasn't trying to hurt him, obviously. I must have just caught him by surprise, but... unfortunately, things like that happen.
Is there an area where that type of block can be done? I believe it was like inside the tackle box, certain distance from the field. I just don't know.
I don't know. I'm told to cut on the back side of an 8-hole outside zone play. So I'm gonna cut.
That's a technique thing that, mm-hmm. that's taught exactly the way
yep.
it is.
Right? Yep. Every coach I've ever had is taught to cut on the back side of an outside zone play. So, I don't know why this is a big deal. I feel bad that Cushing got hurt. That wasn't my intent at all. But I got to do my job.
I think tomorrow the day that the NFL comes out with any kind of fines or disciplinary measures for the previous week's games? I think it is. I'd be shocked if he's not fined because I found it interesting there when he basically said, I don't know what's legal and not legal. I don't know if you can do it in one part of the field and not on another part of the field where, I mentioned yesterday, Jerome did a good job on Cron.com laying it out word for word exactly what is legal and what's not legal, and it was clearly outside the tackle box, which makes it clearly an illegal block. And I don't know, he's very matter of fact. I don't know what the big deal is. Well, the big deal is the guy's done for the season and needs surgery because you're an idiot.
And the Texans, though, have been very ho-hum, especially Gary Kubiak. And I don't know if it was you that said this yesterday, but, because they also cut block a lot.
Right, but in a specific area in the box, and as Gary mentioned yesterday in his availability, when you are blocking back toward your own goal line, apparently there's a differentiation there as well from legal to illegal.
Gotcha. I'm not going to claim to have any real clue about the rules of that. I'm much like those reporters that were like, genuinely, we don't know, so what does it mean? From watching it in live action, it didn't look dirty. Like, you had to go back and kind of watch it to see what happened, to see if it was dirty or not, It's one of those type of deals. Did you notice during that sequence that there were people yelling in the background, like players?
Well, yeah, it was a locker room.
Well, sure, but try to make out what the guy yelling in the background says.
Do I really want to?
Well, just try to make it out.
Two chains, big booty hoe.
Every coach I've ever had is taught to cut on the back side of an outside zone play.
Now,
so.
Here's my question. I think he said two chains in there, and two chains is a rapper. Did he say something about a booty hole?
I doubt it.
No, I think he did.
Two chains, big booty hoe.
Every coach.
Either that or like a big booty hoe. I don't know what
big,
he said.
Big booty hoe.
He said big booty hoe? So somebody in the background yells, two chains, big booty hoe.
Yeah.
Two chains, big booty
maybe.
Hoe.
I'm just telling you what it sounds like.
That's what it may be what it sounds like, but we don't know what he said.
This is not, this is not white noise we're hearing here.
No, but it's background enough and garbled enough that you can't be sure.
Okay, hold on. Wait a second. I got it. All right. I figured it out. They are saying two chains, big booty hoe.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm looking at Perez Hilton, and I excuse me for being a little bit behind the times because this is a story from, like, August, but it has something to do with a big booty hoe. I got to break it down, but someone did yell two chains, big booty hoe.
Well, what do the chains mean?
Well, two chains is a rapper. It's a guy's name. He just calls himself Two Chains because if you'll believe this, he wears two chains.
Incredible.
So he calls himself Two Chains.
I don't believe it.
Oh, well.
Two chains, big booty hoe.
You don't even know what that's what he's saying.
It's exactly what he's saying.
Two chains, big booty hoe.
Maybe.
Maybe. It's right there. It's not open for this is not open for interpretation.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
Of course it
then
is.
Then you tell me what you think he's saying.
I don't know what he says.
We'll take a
guess. Two chains, big booty hoe.
Could be. I'm not saying it isn't, but I'm also saying you can't know for sure.
Wait a second. I got it. It's lyrics from a song. I apologize for not knowing these lyrics beforehand.
Here we go.
It is a song. It's birthday song lyrics. It's 2 Chainz and Kanye. And it says, all I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
2 Chainz, big booty hoe.
That's what he's saying.
Sounds like it.
now it does?
Now it sounds like it. Now you've confirmed it.
Well, yeah, you've confirmed it.
All right, now here's 2 Chainz' verse on this song now. It says, she got a big booty, so I call her big booty.
Break.
Skirt, skirt,
break.
Wrist moving, cooking to it.
Break.
I'm just telling you that the song is a 2 Chainz song.
And 2 Chainz, big booty hoe.
So in the background, like you're there. So, Matt.
Well, anything goes, apparently, in that Jets locker room.
So, Matt, listen, we're wondering, can you break down that play? Did you think it was dirty? You know, Matt, how do you feel about that play? And in the background, 2 Chainz, big booty hoe!
2 Chainz, big booty hoe!
In other words, please put on the musical selection I've chosen for the...
Yeah, that's what they want to hear.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly right. That's the way you request music in an NFL locker room.
I'm okay. 2
Chainz, big booty hoe.
You know, like on radio, people call up and they're like, hey, I want to hear 2 Chainz, big booty hoe. And you've got it right here on 97.9 The Bucks.
So have any of you heard this song?
I actually don't know
material?
The song. I know both Kanye and 2 Chainz. I do not know the song.
2 Chainz, big booty hoe.
Oh, that wacky Jets locker room. By the way, Rex Ryan today, when asked about the quarterback position, did you guys see this quote? Rex Ryan today, when asked if Mark Sanchez will remain the starting quarterback, because you know in New York it's all about Sanchez, Tebow Sanchez, quote, I'm telling you right now, he's our starting quarterback this week.
Wow.
Listen.
Followed up with, what do you want me to say? He's our starter. He's our starter this week.
I know someone that'll know the answer to this question.
Yeah, we got a break.
Hold on, really quick.
We'll do it after the bottom of the hour. Wingstop Nickel Hour, Shiner Weiner Line next on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.